On Monday, Robert Corner says he's come to the Riverwalk's lock and dam near Brooklyn Avenue to avoid the tourists. He knew about the draining of the river, but this is the first time he's seen it.
Well, I think it's a necessary thing they have to do. The muck gets caught up, and before you know it, the fish don't have any place to swim. I saw them scooping little minnows out and putting them in a bucket to save them. Thought that was kind of cool.
Here, we're primarily kind of really putting forth a big effort for fish relocation.
That's Tommy Mitchell with the San Antonio River Authority. While relocating fish is not the main purpose of draining the river, Mitchell says an effort is being made to move fish, mostly bass, that wouldn't survive while the water is low. He says the main reasons for the draining is to remove muck and check equipment that's usually underwater.
Primarily it's for preventive maintenance. This entire section is flood control is its main purpose, and also gives us an opportunity to look at silt and sediment that's accumulated in the channel, monitor that.
Mitchell says aside from some water from creeks, this morning the river ran relatively dry from Josephine, past downtown's restaurants to South Alamo, and a lot more than fish has been unearthed.
From watches, cell phones, rings, my understanding at one point in time they even found some vehicle parts.
By Friday night though, the river will be flowing as normal. Watches, cell phones, and sediment removed. Luisa Jonas, Texas Public Radio News.